Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the State of the Class Address for October 1st, 2018. This week, actually, let's start with last week. Last week, we took a test on Friday, and I'm still grading some of those. Hopefully get those in gradebook Monday night, Tuesday during the day, hopefully soon. They'll be passed back, and then there'll be some retakes to be done by the end of the week, because by October 5th, which is Friday, is the end of the 9 weeks. So I've got Wednesday posted as the end, or to get everything in by, but that's kind of a soft date because we've got some retakes on some tests that won't be pushed, or won't be passed back until then. We also had flyer projects last week. That's the first big major project that we've had this year. There've been, they've all been graded and passed back. Some students got a zero on them because they didn't submit anything into Canvas. And I grade big projects through Canvas that way. It makes it a lot easier to get information back to them, and they can kind of see what happens. It links right up to PowerSchool. Makes it easy. Some students got a one on it. That just means basically that they turned it in, but there was an issue with turning it in. Maybe the link didn't work. Maybe I didn't have permission to view it. Maybe you turned in the wrong assignment. I had some people turning in like choir assignments or science bell ringers for the assignment. So we've got that hopefully taken care of. You just copy and paste and put it in. But the instructions are in the assignment, highlighted in yellow. So if you got a zero or a one, be sure to check those out as you improve your grade. This coming week, on Monday, next Monday, we've got home learning day, which means you'll do something through Canvas at home on that day, even though teachers and staff will be in school doing tons of stuff, professional development, along with a bunch of other things that we have to do while you guys are out working on those projects. Update on new teacher for me. My last day will be the day before fall break, which will be October 12th, as I make the transition to 5-star and our technology department to being the new tech coach, e-coach type thing. So we've had some interviews in the classroom. Three people have interviewed. I guess more than that, but there have been three people in the classroom do class lessons in some of the classes, and so we're just kind of waiting to hear what Mr. Blickenstaff decides and other stuff like that. I guess I don't know anything. If I knew anything, I would let you know. So that's the update on what we're doing in class, how things are going, and we're actually, this week we're reflecting on our first, on the latitude-longitude unit, and I try to make this sound important to the students, and because it is, to reflect on stuff and to improve is, a life skill more than anything. So that's what I want them to do. They think it's tedious. I think it's really important. So I try to hound that in with them. Hope you have a great day, and talk to you as soon as I can.